This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Arms. Turn with us to Luke chapter 2 as we study God's first public announcement after 400 years of silence. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Arms.
Between the writing of Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, and the announcement of the birth of Jesus Christ to the shepherds, there were 400 silent years. There were no new prophets and no message from God for His people. I guess that's what makes the Christmas story, and particularly what happened to the shepherds, so absolutely amazing. Listen to the familiar words beginning in Luke chapter 2, verse 8. There were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Now that's amazing, absolutely incredible. Now God had already spoken privately to Jesus' parents, Mary and Joseph, but this announcement to the shepherds was the first public word from God in 400 years. And to whom did He speak? To a small band of shepherds, nobodies in the eyes of the world. Do you suppose the shepherds might have doubted that it really was the voice of God? Do you think one might have turned to another and said, What on earth was that? I don't know, but I think it was the voice of God. The voice of God? Don't be silly. God doesn't speak. He hasn't spoken in 400 years. And beside, if He did start to speak again, He wouldn't choose the likes of us. He would choose someone important, like a priest or a scribe or somebody. Well, if that wasn't God, what was all that glory in the heavens about? Man, I don't know. Maybe it was all done with mirrors, some sort of trick or something. But, Christian, they didn't say that, and neither should we. All too often we have the idea that God speaks to pastors or missionaries or to special people who seem to have it all together. But not so. God wants to talk to you. But you've got to meet Him halfway. So open your Bible, open your heart, and let Him speak to you today. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, what God has to say to the truly important people in the world. Join us on Daily Discipleship.